What this is for is to provide IRS's Tier 1 computing environment support for ongoing support and maintenance of all the systems that exist within the Tier 1 environment, and it includes modernization, cost-saving efforts, or also meeting any future requirements over the next 10 years. So what this includes is support functions of all the components that will support major functions such as integrated computer systems and databases within the Tier 1 environment that provide access to taxpayer information from an online perspective, as well as customer service representatives. When they talk with the taxpayer, these systems provide all the information that supports that, and also integrated tracking and control of ongoing case information.
What do you mean by Tier 1?
So IRS computing is divided into three tiers, Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3. It's primarily a function of the mission-critical nature of it. Tier 1 mainly consists of mainframe systems and attached components that relates to the mission-critical environment. It's a combination of Unisys and IBM systems.
Are these considered the most important systems, or is Tier 1 just kind of, from a level standpoint, it doesn't mean the most important, just means this is a class of systems, as you said, mainframe?
These are one of the most important systems environment within IRS because they do process the core tax processing, as well as they maintain the master data information for taxes. The enormity of the mission here kind of represents that Tier 1 status. For example, last year in 2011, IRS was able to process about 234 million tax returns, representing about collections of about $2.4 trillion that was collected. And then obviously the returns to the tune of about $400 billion back to the taxpayers. So this is the mission-critical IT computing environment within IRS.
This is a follow-on contract. This is a 10-year, $650 million ceiling on this IDIQ contract. How is this different than maybe the previous contract that Unisys had worked on with IRS?
In terms of the scope, it's pretty similar to the previous contract that we had. Obviously, we're pleased to continue to maintain the relationship for the next 10 years. What is different is the performance requirements are much higher, much rigorous.
Can you give me a sense of what new performance requirements we're talking about? Because a lot of times you hear of, well, it's got to be up 9.9999, you know, 99% of the time. But what are we talking about? Are we talking more than just uptime, I imagine?
Well, what happens is IRS has done a major modernization of its customer account data engine and also the integration between customer service system as well as the tax processing system. So those two systems used to be synchronized on a weekly basis. It has gone now to a daily basis last year. Modernization was completed. What that means is the window of opportunity to find issues and fix issues kind of goes down from an entire weekend to a 20 minutes at a half hour. So it's the rigorous nature of how fast you got to react to be able to fix issues if they were found on a daily basis during the tax filing season from January to May timeframe. So a major shift in the level of performance that is required. What that means is we got to have a very good contingency plan on our side to be able to support IRS incident response system, which is very well thought out and very rigorous. And they have made improvements this year, and they have done the implementation last year to be able to perform at that level.
This IDIQ, Mission Critical Computing Systems contract, is just one of several initiatives you guys are working on with IRS. Give me a sense of how this fits into this broader portfolio that Unisys is doing for the IRS.
We have about half a dozen or more contracts across IRS. So one of the other big implementation that we've been working on is a contract called Enterprise Storage Services contract that Unisys won last summer. That is a groundbreaking concept and a business model that IRS actually came up with, is to consolidate all their storage into one contract on premises, operated jointly by IRS and Unisys, and to be able to do it as a service, storage as a service, by gigabyte based on what they consumed as opposed to purchasing what they need for peak demand during tax filing season. So that is a 10-year contract, and that we're in the process of implementing and providing steady state operations right now. So that's an enormous challenge that IRS took on and implemented it very well with a new business model, taking advantage of the cloud-based business model. In addition to that, we have about 5 or 6 application system support contracts across IRS, again, focus on mission-critical tax processing application services.
Can you talk a little bit more about the storage as a service? Because that is a newer concept. You hear a lot of infrastructure as a service or platform as a service from a cloud perspective, but storage as a service is a little different. How is that going to work?
It would come down and go up based on the tax processing needs of the IRS, and as they're doing more of rigorous tax processing during the tax filing season, they'll consume more. And when they don't need that kind of excess capacity to process those or do analytics that they would do, talk about big data, and they wouldn't use that much. So it provides IRS with the flexibility of paying for what they use. And this is the first of its kind in the federal market, a private cloud mission-critical storage. And you do hear about, you know, people here and there going to the cloud for commodity storage for non-mission critical systems or public websites. So what we've been able to do is to work out through the competitive bidding process a business model where we provide them per gigabyte price over the next 10 years by the type of the computing, by the type of the storage, and to be able to provide that flexibility and the cost savings that comes with that.
So I'm intrigued. So per gigabyte price, obviously it's going to be different depending on the different type of computing. Does the price increase as they use more, or does the price come down as they use more because of volume purchasing?
So that's the beauty of this contract is price never goes up, the price that they awarded the contract at. It goes down every year because with the storage technology, the price kind of goes down, right? And just because they use more, they don't have to pay more, or they use less, they don't have to pay more. So they have a fixed price, and they just pay for what they use, and with reductions coming as a result of technology innovation.
So this is really the electricity model. You know, you plug something into the wall, you're paying whatever you plug in.
Yeah, absolutely. And then along with the flexibility that IRS will have to be able to take advantage of, you know, storage technology improvements and the new ways of provisioning storage, using storage, and connecting storage.